Over the weekend, the number of American soldiers killed in Iraq reached 500. One recent casualty was a 23-year-old father of three from Stockton, California. From member station KQED, Jason Margolis has the story of Army Private First Class Jesse Meisner.
With mortar shells exploding all around, Jesse Meisner always looked out for his Army buddies. He was the rock of the unit, said Private First Class Jasper Duran, Meisner's best friend in Iraq. Duran says he would have never survived his tour of duty without his pal.
If you heard boom, boom, you just run. Grab your gear. If you have it near you, you don't run to a bunker. Jesse always made sure that I was okay, made sure everybody in our squad was okay. He cared for everyone.
Meisner was killed January 7th in a mortar attack, just outside of the Baghdad airport where he was stationed. He never told his wife and parents about the constant dangers he faced. He sent home words and photos of a confident soldier, motivated by a sense of mission and patriotism. At his boyhood home last week, family gathered to remember the fallen soldier. His father, Jim, leafed through smiling photographs of his son working on some equipment.
That's my favorite shot right there of Jesse because you think a war's going on in that shot? You know, no wonder everybody goes to a guy like that. Always happy.
Meisner had a reassuring air of confidence and strength. A striking young man, he worked briefly as a tuxedo model, said his mother, Becky.
We just checked into it because I thought he was good-looking enough to model as a mom. He would walk down the runway, and you could hear these squeals from these women. They're at a bridal show, getting ready to get married, and there's squeals from these women.
Meisner never shied away from the spotlight. His parents said their son loved performing in family talent shows for the huge Mexican-American family on his mother's side.
Jesse's one of the hams. I think one of the cousins dubbed him the hardest working man in show business, and he has many nicknames.
Oh, yeah.
His songs went on and on and on, and, you know, get the hook and get him off the stage kind of a thing.
Meisner left high school early and joined the California Conservation Corps, where he met his wife, Nicole. Together, they had three children. The youngest, Jesse Alexander, was born last November. His wife said the father met his newborn and saw his two young daughters one last time recently on a two-week leave.
For Christmas, we got the girls some G.I. Joe dolls. They look like their daddy. You know, they got the dark hair, the somewhat dark complexion. And so they carry around their dolls all the time, their daddy dolls, and they make them sit down with them when they're eating, and they go to bed with them, and they're always kissing them. And they always say, daddy's working, because that's what we used to always tell him, daddy's working, he'll be home soon.
Meisner was a devout Christian. While on his last leave, he left his parents specific instructions for his funeral, if he were to die in Iraq.
He said, I don't want anybody wearing black at my funeral. He says, I want you to be a celebration of my life. Don't mourn me. I'm in heaven having a great time. I'll just be waiting for you all.
Jesse requested that the service begin with the Willie Nelson's version of I'll Fly Away.
Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away.
For NPR News, I'm Jason Margolis.